Blog Talk Radio.
Abba Father.
That's right.
Jesus came for you, you, your sons, and your daughters. Put faith in him, then you walk on water. Live above it all, yeah, we standing tall. Not about to miss my place in heaven, trying to ball. Like the earth is all we got, we serve a great God. Beating on your heart with lyrics and your head don't nod. True, hate kill Jesus, but love raises him up. Always worried about what man is doing, and God I trust. I forgot you shook, shocked, and you scared of the government. I put my faith in Jesus, the God
that is above
that
me.
Yes, he is Lord.
Ordained by God, and we off in here ready for the battle, strapped with faith so we slaughter fear. Who really want it with the kingdom? Cause here we come, annihilating the oppression of the righteous one. They feed us false information, that's miseducation. I'm Genesis, I'm here to resurrect this generation. Wake up, let's go, this location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know. Let's go, wake up, let's go. This location's about to blow. Ignorance is no excuse, so now you know.
Now you know.
Yeah, we taking back everything they ever stole. No surrender, victory is our goal.
Yeah.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Yes,
he is Lord.
Those who don't believe the truth of God Jesus, they don't receive. They set themselves up for the mark the chip system. Didn't want Emmanuel, no, God is not with them. Chasing money, say God, we sound funny. Replace a dollar with the chip, gon' leave you stuck like dummies. You can't eat by a cell, can't even clock in. Satan didn't want you, know only with Jesus we win. People worship him, he tricked them with the signs of the beast. We offer the gospel to them, but they ain't want their faith increased. Not falling for Satan by taking the mark of the beast. I'm going to heaven with my mama, she already at peace.
Yes.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. What's cracking? What's happening? And how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in, yes sir and yes ma'am. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua, a.k.a. a follower of Jesus, a follower of Jesus Christ in 2022 and on. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, God's disciples versus Muslims. Yeah, God's disciples versus Muslims. Now, Muslims pray 5 times a day, guaranteed. They discipline. Christians, how many times a day do you pray? Yeah, Muslims pray 5 times a day to a God they don't know. They don't know him as Father. You know what I'm saying? They just know about him. They believe. Got the concept. Christians, though, how many times a day do you pray? So they got you beat now. Disciples are disciplined, though. Disciples are disciplined. And disciples are trained by God the Almighty. It's a difference. Yeah, there is a difference between a Muslim, a Christian, and a disciple. There's a difference. Disciples are disciplined and trained by God the Almighty. Romans 8:14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. What are you being led by? Because it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Not as many as are led by the news. Not as many as are led by the political figures. Not as many as are led by humans or emotions or Satan. But as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Jesus is the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Again, shout-outs to you. And much love. We appreciate you tuning in. We still going in on them principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, and the rulers of the darkness of this age, of this world. Yeah, we going in. Yeah, we don't fight flesh and blood, but we got some enemies, and we own them. Yeah. Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. All day. So we are an interactive worldwide broadcast. We're transparent and authentic. Never claiming that we're, you know, perfect, get it all, got it all right, got it all, you know, get it right every time and don't mess up. Nah, I'm telling you, God, work everything out for our good. I'll tell you everything in this Bible is true. You know what I'm talking about? And tell you like the Bible say, God put life and death before all of us and then tells us to choose life. So choose life. That's all we doing. You know what I'm talking about? Over here, when hip-hop meets the Christ, we pray. About to do that in a few. We worship. About to do that in a few, too. We praise. Going to get that in there. We got some scriptures on deck. That's coming up. Yep. Over here, we get our problems solved by doing. We are hearers and doers. This is faith and action on display over here. So we appreciate everybody tuning in today's topic, God's disciples versus Muslims. Yeah, we're going to look at the lifestyles and all this. And compare and contrast. Yeah. See if there's any comparison. And I chose, you know, the Muslims out of the... First of all, they out of the top religions. So no religion matters, okay? But out of the top religions, Muslims are the most disciplined to me, from what I see. The top religions, Christianity, that'll be number one. Islam, that's Muslims. That's number two, you know what I'm saying, as far as the members. Because when I checked last time, or when I heard somebody gave me the statistics about 3 years ago, it was 2.8 billion Christians, I believe, or 2.3 billion Christians, and then it was like 1.8 billion Muslims. Like, wow. So out of the top religions, the Muslims are more disciplined than Christians. Christians got sloppy. Like, man, what the heathen? Yeah, Muslims, disciplined, they pray 5 times at least. I done worked with some and around some, and I'm talking about the mugs, pull out the little mat that they have, and they go pray 5 times a day. I don't know what time or whatever. I'm like, okay, they disciplined. And it's a scripture here that says that Jesus says, unless your discipline exceeds theirs, then you can't, we don't qualify. Can be his disciples. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like we got to work hard, but it's what Jesus has already done for us. Jesus fulfilled the law. And God loved the world that he sent Jesus, so Jesus is for the Muslims too. That's why you got to counsel all and come out of all these religions. God is not a religion. Jesus is not a religion. Neither is the Holy Spirit. These three are one. These three are one, the one and only God. How you going to beat the devil or beat evil with religion? That's why you've been whooping humans' minds. But when you bring Jesus, when you bring Jesus to the scene, Jesus like to fight for you. he already defeated death. He already defeated the devil. He already defeated sin. Yes, sir. The blood of Jesus reconciles us, brings us back to God. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. So let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for your love. Father, we ask for forgiveness right now for our shortcomings, our flaws. And we receive forgiveness from you because you said that we can come to your throne boldly. For you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of our sins. So, Father, we come to you asking you to forgive us of our shortcomings, our flaws, our disobedience, whatever it has been. And ask you to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit so that we can continue to grow in you and glorify you. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in. Speak to our hearts. Change our lives, Father. Get your glory. Do what you do. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on this earth in our lives as well, Father, as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father, for letting us know that we can be real with you. We can, and we need to keep it 100 with you, for you see everything. And you know everything about us, even more than we know about ourselves. You understand our thoughts before they come into our head. So, Father, continue to just have mercy on us. Continue to just have your way in our lives. Groom us, grow us. Father, let us decrease out of this flesh and let us increase into your spirit. And let your spirit increase in us. As we all we want to do is give you your glory. But that's what you created us for. Have your way. Thank you for your scriptures. And thank you for teaching us and leading us and guiding us into all of the truth. Continue to have your way in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, y'all. We up in here. You are tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you again. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in, man. We're going to get into the topic in a few. I know I got scriptures on deck. God's disciples versus Muslims, but I just want you to be thinking about that and realize that Muslims are disciplined in their religion. Yeah, that's why they look more powerful than the Christians, huh? Yeah, but to tell you the truth, it ain't about Christians or Muslims. It's about God and his love for all humans, all nations. You get stuck in a religion, and you still gonna go to hell and then the lake of fire. Yeah, get out of religion. Follow Jesus Christ. Submit to God. Resist the devil. You know what I'm talking about? Take up your cross. Follow Jesus. Deny yourself. You know what I'm talking about? Put your faith in God. Repent now. And then you get that eternal life in heaven. So yeah, we're getting ready to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. Get your mind right. Get your mind on him. Get your heart on him. Praise and worship him. Alright? That's what we do during this time. So as you're getting ready to worship and praise, let me remind you that we do go live. We record live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern for the Hip Hop Bible Study, little buddy. And we also record live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern with topics from the All-Knowing One, just like today. God's disciples versus Muslims. Now, we ain't here to fight physically, even though Ishmael, which represents Muslims, and Isaac, which represents the promise, the promise of God, Jesus Christ, they couldn't dwell in the same house. Even though they were brothers, they were half-brothers. They both came from Abraham, though. But before we get into it, Let's worship and praise God. Yeah, the one and only true God. Get out of all religions, all of them, and realize that you need Jesus, the Christ. Because we're fighting the real enemy. We're fighting real principalities and powers. We're fighting real spiritual wickedness in high places. We're fighting real rulers of darkness. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we're fighting. We're up against, or they're up against us. But if God is for you, who can be against you? Can now one of those demons or devils or principalities, powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, or rulers of the darkness of this world, or even your own sin, can nothing stop you if God is for you? Who can be against you? Let's worship and praise him. For he is worthy. He is good. He is God the Almighty. And he always working everything out for our good. You love him and you about his business. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. And it's time for us to worship God and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. Let's get it.
Sing it like you mean it.
Just to be close to you.
To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, here's my desire. Everybody sing it.
Just to be close to you.
Hey,
just to be close to you.
Hey,
just to be close to you, here's my desire.
I would use my voice if I Jesus, be you might as well get your dance on. Come on, be a prisoner. Say, cause I need protection.
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 Protection. Yeah, we need it, man. Yeah, you see how crazy the world is now? Coronavirus, they didn't slow them down. Now they mass shooting all over the place and going to the job and shooting and can't go to the grocery store or nothing. Can't go nowhere. It ain't safe anywhere. But under the protection of G.O.D., yeah, it's safe right here. Because our God told us, and he not only did he protects us, he preserves us, he going to continue to do it, so thank you for it. But he also said, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that I have given unto you, as I said unto Moses. This is in your Bible, and he was talking to Joshua right then, but when you read it, he's talking to you. Take it personal. Every place that the sole of your foot shall touch or shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Then he also tells us, there shall not any man be able. Yeah, I go for females too. There shall not any human be able to stand before you. all the days of your life. No human going to be able to stand before you. They operating off of evil, got the devil in them. You operating off of Jesus. It's time to go to war. Jesus is the Lord over Satan. So there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. What? All the days of your life. Long as I'm here on this earth? Nah, evil, you ain't taking over. Yeah, as long as we here, we following Jesus the Christ. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you is what God is telling each one of us. Yeah, they got faith in him, and they want to put our faith in him. That's going to put our faith in him. As I was with Moses, the same way I was with Moses. If you don't know how he was with Moses, you better go in that book, in this book, and get into it, in the Bible, and learn. Yeah, because Moses is who God used to go against Pharaoh to set his people free. Mm-hmm. From under the oppression of Pharaoh and the Egyptians. So as I was with Moses, so I will be with you the same way. Yeah, the same way I was with Moses, so I'm going to be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. Then he continues to say, be strong and of good courage. Yeah, they shooting. Yeah, they acting like evil. Yeah, the news want to put fear out there, but Jesus still putting faith out here. Mm-hmm. It's war all over the place. You're doing right. Babylon is falling. You're doing right. The nations that's forgetting God are going to be turned into hell. Look at America. Can't even figure out the solutions to this because you're leaving the solution out of it. And until you bring him in, the nations still going to be turned into hell that forget God, including America. America, the number one. Uh-huh. Yeah, God bless you, right? God bless, God shed his grace on me, all that. But then what you want to do? Take God away from the courthouses. Take God out of the pledge. Take God out of schools. And who you think coming in there if you take God out? Yeah. So let me ask, what we going to do? Uh-huh. Bring Jesus back to the scene. Oh, here you go. All right, well, there y'all go then. Get turned into hell. But as long as I'm here and wherever I go is mine. Ain't no human going to be able to stand before me. This is in Joshua, in the book of Joshua, in the first chapter. You see what I'm saying? I ain't just big and bad standing on my own, but I'm my Lord and Savior. My God, my Father, he the Almighty, shall we? Want to talk about somebody big and bad? Man, please. Why am I be scared of a human that can't do nothing but kill my flesh and can't do nothing after me instead of me fearing the one who can kill me from my body and after that he can throw me in the hell? That's the one I'm a reverence right there. So he the one telling us, be strong if you got faith in God. If you're coming over here, you can put your faith in God. Come on. This is for you too. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. That's what we're here for. Be strong and very courageous. Yeah, let God give out the inheritance how he give it out. You be strong. You be very courageous. That's what God wants you to do. That's what God wants me to do. That you may observe to do. Yeah, we in this Bible to learn how to do according to all the law. We ain't in this Bible to learn how to preach to you. We in this Bible to learn how to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you, and turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Yeah. Thank you, Father, for your protection. Yes, hallelujah. Yeah, we bold as the lion. The lion ain't scared, ever. We ain't scared of nothing. We made out of courage, man. We bold as the lion. Jesus ain't never scared. Even when he got to the point where the pressure got too hard for him, he still wasn't scared. He asked God to take the pressure off of him. Then he humbled back down and said, not what I want. If the pressure is what need to be put on me, for me to fulfill your will, not what I want, then put the pressure on me. Whatever you want. Yeah, well, that's the prime example for us. Yeah. And the prime example for every Muslim, too. Jesus. Mm-hmm. Remember this. You can call in when we are recording live. Yeah, you can call in. The number is 563-999-3702. 563-999-3702. You can listen that way, or you can speak by pressing 1. Mm-hmm. You can listen on the go. Take your earbuds with you. You can listen live or from the archives. Appreciate you tuning in. And I'm ready to get into these scriptures, man. I'm fired up already. I'm ready to get into the scriptures. So we're going to jump over everything else that we usually do right now. And we finna get into these scriptures. How about that? You know, we ready. We hungering and thirsting for God's righteousness. We're hungering and thirsting for the truth. Jesus is the truth. So that being said, let's get into these scriptures. Go to Genesis. Genesis, that's the first book in the Bible. Genesis, the beginning of time. Now, it's a beginning before time now. You might not know nothing about that, but it's a beginning before time. Yeah, that's God. That's eternity. And that's in John 1 and 1. But right now, go to Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15. We're going to start at verse 1. God's disciples versus Muslims. Remember, Ishmael, you're going to hear that name. Isaac, you're going to hear that name. You're going to see where both of them come from. Ishmael represents the Muslims and represents all religions, really, Ishmael. Isaac is God's covenant established through him. Yeah, God's promise. I'm going to bless you with a child of your own. Isaac equals God's covenant established equals Jesus, the Lord, the promise. All right? So, yeah, Ishmael and Isaac both came from Abraham. Abraham is the father of faith. That's why Muslims respect Abraham, too. But Muslims, you respect Abraham more than you respect Jesus, and that ain't right. You know, a lot of folks respect Moses more than they respect Jesus, and that ain't right either. So, yeah, we're getting at all these religions. It ain't just Muslims, but Muslims, they the most disciplined. They're even more disciplined than Christians. Christians won't even go to Bible study on Wednesday. They just want to show up on Sunday like it's a fashion show. And I rebuke you. Because that ain't what Jesus is about. You better come on and get discipled. You know, disciplined by God. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 says, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fret not, Abram, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward. That's Abram's name right there. So take Abram's name out there and put your name right there. He talking to you too. Fear not, Oasis. Fear not, Joshua. Fear not, whoever listening. Yeah, put your name right there. God telling you, don't fear. I am your shield. We just played the song. Protection. God letting you know, after the song go off, here we go. I am your shield. Mm-hmm. And your exceeding great reward. If you don't get nothing else, you think $1 million is your exceeding great reward? Them false prophets been telling y'all that these houses and cars is your exceeding great reward? You see, they've been lying, right? See, God telling you, I am your exceeding great reward. He is. As long as you got him, you got more than enough. As a matter of fact, that's what one of his names is, more than enough. I am your shield. I'm the one that protects you. I am your exceeding great reward. That's above great. And reward on top of that. Verse 2 says, and Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the steward of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? So what you going to give me, because I don't have nobody when I die to inherit what I have, you know, accumulated. So what you going to give me? And when I die, somebody of my household, a steward, not my own child, but a steward, they're going to end up getting an inheritance. Of getting my inheritance. So verse 3, Genesis chapter 15, verse 3. And Abram said, behold, to me you have given no seed. You have given me no child, no seed. And lo, one born in my house is heir, or my inheritor. He's going to inherit it. Verse 4, Genesis chapter 15 says, and behold, the word of the Lord came. Now Abram, God was talking to Abram. Abram talking back to God. God is talking again. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be your heir. Your limited thinking, the way you think it's going to be, no, it's not going to happen like that. This is not going to be the one that inherits out of your house. But he that shall come forth out of your own bowels shall be your heir. I'm going to give you a child. This is the promise. He's going to be your heir, not the one that you think Okay? So go to Genesis chapter 16. Genesis chapter 16, verse 1. It says, now Sarah, or Sarai, Abram's wife, bare him no children. And she had a handmaid. She had a maid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah, or Sarai, said unto Abram, behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. The Lord has closed my womb up from bearing children. This is what his wife is saying to him. Behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray you, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai, or the voice of his wife. And this is the start of religion right here. She looking at the current situation. He was too, but then God told him, nah, I'm going to give you a son. She looking like, you know, the Lord, he restrained me from bearing, so I'm going to take it upon myself and help God out and give you my maid. That's religion. I'm going to take it upon myself and help God out. Like Jesus didn't do enough or more than enough for us. And that's what God want us to know, that Jesus is more than enough. He's more than enough. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the one that fulfilled the law for you. He's the one that you got to come through to get to me. God made it that way. So it may be that I may obtain, I may can do it this way. With God, it's either yes or no. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't no maybe. I don't know. It may be that I may obtain children by her. That's flesh trying to help God out. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarah. He listened to his wife. You the head, though. You're supposed to listen to God. Genesis chapter 16, verse number 4 says, and he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. He went in unto Hagar, and she conceived, or she became pregnant. And when she saw that she became pregnant, her mistress, which is Sarah, was despised in her eyes. Some kind of jealousy, some kind of envy, like my child, your husband type. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. What she thought was going to happen? You know, them two married, but you say, get my maid, get her pregnant. And then I can raise up children. Her child will be mine, or what have you. That's how, you know, it was some kind of little culture thing that they did back then anyway, too. You know, something like that. But Genesis chapter 16, verse 5 says, and Sarai said unto Abram, my wrong, my bad. Yo, bad, my bad. I apologize. Sarai said unto Abram, my wrong be upon you. My wrong be upon you. I have given my maid into your bosom, and when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and you. She repented. She was sorry that she did it. The Lord be judge between me and you. My fault. At least she owning up to it and ain't blaming nobody else. It's a lot of that going on these days. Folk blaming other folks. They won't own up to what their wrongs are and the results that they got in their lives. Too busy blaming others. Let's go to Genesis chapter 16. Go to verse 11. Verse 11. We're getting to the root of, well, we done got to the root of religion. Now we're about to see Ishmael. All right? Genesis chapter 16, verse 11 says, and the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, you are with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael. Ishmael. Because the Lord has heard your affliction. So his name is going to be Ishmael, because his name means, you know, the Lord has heard your affliction. So it got something to do with pain and affliction. You see what I'm saying? But the Lord heard you, though. That's the good thing. That's the God thing about it. Sometimes you feel like nobody don't hear you, but God is always willing to listen to you. Are you willing to listen to him? See, they going through something that they call Pride Month. See, pride is extra wrong. And then homosexuality is extra wrong, too. Yeah, pride, extra wrong. That's a characteristic of the devil, and that's what humans are doing, acting in pride. And then homosexuality, that's extra wrong, because that's another trait of Satan. It's not of Jesus. And then humans embracing it and then trying to push it forth. But we push you back in the name of Jesus, and we push you down because Satan is already defeated. Ain't no pride coming up in here, but we will let you know this, like the Bible says, pride comes before destruction. Y'all's pride last year in June, when you tried to start this, that's the first time I heard of it, last year, 2021, in June, tried to start some pride stuff. And then the next month, a whole building fell down on some folks. Pride comes before destruction. Now, God don't lie. And humans don't love God enough to do things his way. Let's keep it real. Humans do not love God enough to obey him. Let's keep it real, real. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all want to keep it 100 or say you're keeping it 100? Yeah, God loves us, but do we love him enough to obey him? Do we love him enough to live his way? Do we love him enough to uplift his standards? No, you don't. So the wicked and the nations that forget God going to be turned into hell. So be it, unless you repent. Yeah, there's real preaching up in here. Genesis chapter number 16. Hallelujah all day. Verse 12 says, and he will be a wild man. Who? Ishmael. God heard your affliction. Affliction is in there. So you got to watch with your name, folks, because all names mean something. Ishmael means the Lord has heard your affliction. The Lord heard. Heard what? Your affliction, though. Affliction, that's some serious pain, bro. Verse 12, and he will be a wild man. Ishmael will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man and every man's hand against him, and he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. Religion. That's how people get caught up in the gangs, too. Can't dwell nowhere else. Get somebody right here, all us outcasts or whatever, and we fit right here. Dwell in the presence of all his brethren. A wild man, every hand against him. Every man hand against him, man. And he against every man. Wow. This Ishmael. Ishmael equals Muslims. Equals all religions, though. Really. Mm-hmm. See that? All this. If it was God, it'd be some peace up in here. Because the blessings of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow. Look at all this sorrow that happened. Because she said, I can't have no children. So maybe God want to do it this way. Yeah. Take my maid. Get her pregnant. And look at all this happening. It caused the maid to run away too. I didn't read that, but it's in there. You know what I'm saying? We in Genesis chapter 16. Verse 13 says, and she called the name of the Lord. She called the name of the Lord that spoke unto her, you God, see me. Or the God, you see me? You God, see me? That's what she called him. Thou God seest me. You God, see me? She recognized God sees me? I done ran from the house and out here crying, and God showed up. You God, see me? For she said, I have also here looked after him that sees me. I seen him show up, and he see me, and he showed me he see me, man. I have also here in this place. Because she ran away from the house. And she was out there in the wilderness. Sometimes you got to go in the wilderness, so you can see God. So here have I also looked after him that sees me. She recognized that God sees her. And then God showed her that I see you, shouted. I see you, tallie. I don't know if you was shouted tall. I'm just saying. I see you, though. That's what God let her know. In verse 15, go to verse 15. It says, and Hagar bear Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. Flesh, helping God out. That's all religion is, getting you dependent on your own deeds, your own rituals, your own form of what you call worship. As long as I do these deeds, I can get into heaven because I did so many wrong deeds in my life. No. Salvation has come through Jesus the Christ. That's it. Salvation is God rebirthing you no matter your age. God wiping your whole slate clean, giving you a whole brand new start, change your whole heart, mind, soul, spirit, everything, your whole life. Mm-hmm. This ain't no religion, cuz. Yeah, this ain't dependent on our own works, because we mess up every day. How do I know? Because we need to confess up every day. Yeah, ain't none of us perfect. No, none of us get it all correct. Ain't none of us keep it all in line and don't ever mess up. We all got something that trip us up.
Yeah, real quick. You ain't got to tell me, but you know, keep it real. If you don't know, God will bring it to the forefront. Something that trip us up real good. That's why we have to lay aside every weight, though, and the sin that so easily besets us. You got to fight against it. Yeah, don't be comfortable with it and just because your flesh said, let's do it. Genesis chapter 17. So we got Ishmael right there. We got Ishmael. That's religion. That's Muslim. That's religion. Islam. Okay. Now, Isaac and Ishmael. We're about to see Isaac. Genesis chapter 17. Genesis chapter 17. Starting at verse 1. We appreciate everybody tuning in. God's disciples versus Muslims. See how we coming just from one source, which is the Bible, because Ishmael and Isaac both came from one man, which is Abraham, who was the one that had faith in God. Abraham is the father of all faith. So Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 says, and when Abram was 90 years old, what? When Abram was 90 years old and 9, so 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram. He 99. That's rare for folks to see 99 these days. It's rare for folks to see 90. Shoot. Some people make it, you know what I'm saying? But it's rare. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Letting you know, I am the Almighty God. God letting us know and reminding us, in case we forgot, and introducing some of himself to others. All right, so I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and you be perfect. Now, if God say you're perfect, that's between you and God. You know what I'm saying? You can't think you perfect enough because you just start bragging to other folk. You see what I'm saying? Now, if God say you be perfect, that means you in a perfect alignment with him. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we in a relationship with him. So walk before him and do what he say. Be perfect, right? Verse 2 says, and I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. If you do what he says, this is what he gonna do. Genesis chapter 17, verse 3. Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, because he realized that if I obey God, and he had no problem with it, I got to walk before God and do what he tell me, right? And he gonna make his covenant between me and him. Right? And will multiply me exceedingly. So that made Abraham fall on his face. Verse 3, Genesis chapter 17. Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you. And you shall be a father of many nations. Now remember, he the one that couldn't have no children. His wife's womb shut up. You know what I'm saying? He 99 now. And God still telling him, look, I'm going to give you a child, shouty. Because the first way they tried, it didn't work. That wasn't the way that God wanted. And God don't need our help. Yeah, God does not need your help. He don't need our help, man. We need his help, though. That's for sure. So, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Now, he telling him this, and he ain't even got no child. You're going to be a father of many nations. I told you, think about it. Every religion that I know of, respect Abraham. Amen. But I'm talking Muslims got mad respect for Abraham, but got mad disrespect for Jesus. And like, bro, come on, man. You can't, if you're not looking at Jesus as Lord, you got mad disrespect for Jesus because he is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He over Abraham. He's over Moses. Abraham and Moses wrote about him, testified unto him. Genesis chapter 17, verse 5 says, neither shall your name anymore be called Abram, but your name shall be called Abraham. See how God will change your name. Yeah. They used to call me Josh for short because I didn't really know about Joshua. Now when I introduce myself to people, it's Joshua instead of Josh, or it's Oasis. You know what I'm talking about? So your name is not going to be Abram no more. Your name is going to be Abraham, for a father of many nations I have made you. I've made you a father of many nations. Why, this man ain't even got no children. His wife can't even have none. But God on the scene. God on the case. And God letting them know, well, I got you. And I'm going to bring many nations out of you. And Abraham was crazy enough. He's so cuckoo, he believed what God's saying. And that's why God counted, just because he believed God, God counted that as righteousness. Because Abraham believed God. Believe God. in 2022, in 2023, in 2024, and on. Believe God. Genesis chapter 17, verse 6. And I will make you exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of you. I'm going to make you exceeding fruitful. That's above, right? Exceeding fruitful. That's above great. And I will make, because he's our exceeding great reward. Remember that. And I will make you exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you. So you can't even look at the physical situation. Because the physical situation going to make you doubt what God's saying. So you have to use your faith and believe what God is saying over the physical until it manifests in the physical. But believing going to take place in the spirit, and it's going to make it manifest in the spirit and in the physical. So verse 7, Genesis chapter 17. Verse 7, we just getting warmed up. Yes, sir. Genesis chapter 17, verse 7 says, and I will establish my covenant. God talking to Abraham. God going to establish his covenant. He still ain't saying I'm going to establish my religion. I'm going to establish my covenant between me and you and your seed. Between me, you, and your children, and children's children, and children's children's children, and keep on going after you in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto you and to your seed after you. Verse 8 says, I will give unto you and to your seed after you the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan. I'm going to give you all that. The land where you're a stranger at, I'm about to give you all that. I already told you everywhere the sole of your foot touches yours anyway, but I'm about to give you all that for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Ain't no other God, bruh, or sister that can do like this. Yeah, we got the Almighty, man. We don't serve the unknown God like religions do. Yeah, religion make you depend on yourself. You don't know. Yeah, but when you know God, okay, that make you depend on him and his ways and his help. Genesis chapter number 17, verse 9 says, and God said unto Abraham, you shall keep my covenant, therefore you and your seed after you in their generations. Which my covenant, verse 10, this is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you, every man child, every male. See, God made male and females. He ain't make that other stuff in between, and whatever y'all trying to do, he ain't make that. That's some Satan stuff. Because you can tell it's Satan stuff, because Satan only can make stuff out of stuff that's already created. God made male and female. Then here comes Satan. We gonna make a no gender. Who is you? And then man going for it, humans going for it. Seen a picture on the Google News of the first transgender cop. I said, what the heck, bro? I don't like this story. You know, they give you options that you can choose. Don't show. I'm not interested in this. That's what I put. That's ridiculous, bro. That's ridiculous, sister. God said every man child, this is my covenant. This is the first covenant God made with Abraham. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. That's cutting back the foreskin off of the male parts. Yeah, the male part, cutting back the foreskin. But it ain't got nothing to do with that. It got everything to do with the covenant that God made. And then God comes back, and then even though it was the physical cutting back of the foreskin of the male part, the heart is the one that got to be circumcised. And God is the only one that can circumcise your heart. Yeah, man can't cut back on your heart. You want man to do some heart surgery? Are you sure? See, let God do the heart surgery. Yeah, God can circumcise your heart and you still be alive and be better than ever. You know what I'm talking about? So this is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you, every man child, because there is a difference between male and female, and there ain't no in between or both either. Every man child among you shall be circumcised. We're going to keep it right and keep it God's way. Crush Satan. Go to verse 15. Same chapter, Genesis chapter 17. Verse 15 says, and God said unto Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarai, or Sarah no more. You should not call her Sarai, but Sarah. They got the emphasis on the A. I didn't even know that. Sarah. It ain't even Sarah. It's Sarah. They got the emphasis. Stretch that A. Sarah shall be her name. Or shall her name be. So she's not Sarai anymore. Sarai. Sarah. Verse 16 says, and I will bless her. Before you get stuck on the name, just know God said, I'm going to bless her and give you a son by her.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, because God do the, I'm talking about he do that. He makes the possible out of the impossible. She knows she can't have no children. She barren. Abraham knows she can't have no children. You know what I'm saying? She barren. They done been trying all their life, I'm quite sure. That so much that they got to go to the maid and try it that way. Then God said, no, I'm going to wait till you're older to wait to him till he got about 13. Then here come the promised child, Isaac. You see what I'm saying? But I'm going to bless Sarah, change her name and change Abraham's name. So when you connect, make sure, women, you got a husband that's following God or a boyfriend, somebody that's following the Lord. They'll know how to treat you right. Then it goes God, and then it goes the husband or the man, then it goes wife. Then it goes the children. You see what I'm saying? So the man got to be following Jesus. All right? So I'm going to bless her, give you a son by her. Yeah, I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations too. Not a mother of a nation, but she shall be a mother of nations. Out of that one seed, I'm going to bring all these nations, and kings of people shall be of her. In Genesis chapter 17. Verse number 17, and Abraham fell upon his face and laughed. He fell upon his face again. Yeah, that's what God's going to start doing. He's going to make you fall on your face in a glad way, in a rejoicing way. He's about to tell you something, man. He's going to show you. Soon as he tell you, you're going to fall out and be, I'm talking about not sad, but rejoicing. Fall out laughing. Fall out being glad. Fall out rejoicing. I'm talking fall on the floor. Not fall out, not faint. You know what I'm just saying? Yeah, in some gladness, though. So Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? You remember, he's 99. Shall a child be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, yeah, that is 99, or that is 90 years old, shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? So he 100 or 99, and she 90. And God said, I'm going to bless y'all with a child, and you're going to have, out of that one seed, many nations going to come, many kings. You know what I'm talking about? The mother of nations and kings from this one seed. All right, so verse 18, Genesis chapter 17 says, and Abraham said unto God, oh, that Ishmael might live before you, because I'm 99, man. I'm 100 years old. She's 90, bro. That's funny. Okay. Oh, that Ishmael. Ishmael already here. That's my son, too. So he just ain't by Sarah. So, oh, that Ishmael might live before you. Verse 19 said, and God said, Sarah, your wife shall bear you a son. Indeed, your wife. And you shall call his name Isaac. Uh-oh. You shall call his name Isaac. That's the one that God given you. And I will establish my covenant with Isaac. See, I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. Okay? This is what he's saying about Isaac. God is going to establish his covenant with Isaac. And it's going to be an everlasting covenant, too, with his seed after him. Verse 20 says, and as for Ishmael, since that is your boy, that's your son, I have heard you, though, on him. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. It's 1.8 billion of them and counting. So I'm going to bless him, okay, exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. I'll make him a great nation, right? Muslims are not too far from the kingdom. You just got to receive Jesus, just like all religions. You got to receive Jesus, man. You're not too far from the kingdom. Because God said, I'm going to bless him and make a great nation out of him. And I'm going to give him 12 princes, just like the 12 tribes came through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob, the 12 tribes came through him. And Jacob is after Isaac. That's Isaac's son, Jacob and Esau. All right, so God said he's still going to bless Ishmael, right? But my covenant, though. See what I'm saying? I'm going to bless Ishmael, that's your son, all that, yeah. But my covenant, verse 21, I will establish with Isaac. And that's what you want. You want to be established with God and by God. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto you at this set time in the next year. So a year from now. Have you ever thought about where you're going to be at a year from now? We just got into the summertime, but what you going to be doing next summer? You ain't thinking about that, huh? God said this time next year, I got you. Mm-hmm. This time next year, set time next year. Something big. Gonna make you glad. Gonna make you laugh. Gonna make you rejoice. That's what I'm talking about. Muslims have my respect in that they are very disciplined. I would say they are the most disciplined out of the top religions. Yep, the top popular religions. I would say they're the most disciplined. They are more disciplined than Christians. I know that. Because Christians, the church, it don't look the same on Wednesdays as it look on Sundays. And Wednesdays is when you get equipped. Sunday, you just get together. This is how it's supposed to be. Sunday, we get together, fellowship, worship God together, everything like that. Wednesdays, you sit your behind down. We'll worship and we'll praise Him, but you sit your behind down and get poured into from the Holy Spirit. Which one sounds more important? So they want to check in on Sundays like it's a fashion show. And mostly, I mean, how you showing up to church and you ain't even got your Bible for us? Don't tell me, I'ma pull it up on my phone. Yeah, right. If you pull it up on your phone, good. As long as you're getting that word. No matter how you get it, as long as you're getting it. But like I said, Muslims pray 5 times a day to a God they don't know. I asked my brother, he Muslim. He said he Muslim. I asked him, I said, hey, do you feel like you know God as Father? He said no. Mm-hmm. Because you can't get to know God, the Almighty, as Father, unless you go through His Son, Jesus. Christians, how many times you pray? See, disciples praise God continually. His praise is in our mouths continually. Hallelujah. Go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Yeah, His praise is continually in our mouth. Matthew chapter 5. Let's get it. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. I tell you, Muslims are very disciplined. They pray 5 times a day. It's a scripture in here. You might not even heard of it. But it's a scripture in your Bible that says, from David, that says, 7 times a day I praise you. That already got the Muslims beat right there. 7 times a day I praise you. And then, like I said, you keep reading or what have you. It's another scripture that's in there that says, I will praise God. His praise will always be in my mouth or continually. We're going to get that scripture in a minute because I know I ain't quoting it right. But His praise is going to continually be in my mouth. We're going to get to that scripture in a minute. But look at what Jesus said. Matthew chapter 5, verse 20 says, for I say unto you that accept your righteousness. I told you, they disciplined, cuz. They got the Christians beat, girl. When it comes to discipline and doing what they believe, please, these motherfuckers, if they had two services a week, I guarantee you both of their services on Wednesday and Sunday or whenever they would meet would be packed. The same or to capacity. I'm telling you, both days. They're disciplined. So Jesus is talking right here to us. Matthew chapter 5, verse 20 says, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. That's the religious folks right now. Where the law come from and all that. The scribes, right? The Pharisees, they uphold it. So unless your righteousness, unless our righteousness exceeds theirs, and they were strict. This is where the Muslims get down from. These Muslims were strict right here, the Pharisees and scribes. Paul used to be a Pharisee at the time when he was going to get the folks that believed in Jesus and bring them back to be stoned and put in prison. He was a Pharisee, and he thought he was right. So unless your righteousness exceeds theirs, the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. And that don't mean you got to go and do like they do and make sure you praying 5 times. Oh, David said 7. Make sure you praying 7 times a day out of religion. No, you need to take out time on purpose. See, God looking for quality over quantity. Uh-oh. See, quantity, they get into that religious stuff, but if you give me some quality, I'll give you some power. Yes, sir. I like that. So give God some quality time. It's not about how much time. It's the time that you do spend with him. Is it quality? Can you sit down long enough for him to empower you? Can you sit down long enough for him to give you direction so you can go to the next part of your life or whatever you need to do? But if your righteousness don't exceed theirs, you in no case gonna enter into the kingdom of heaven. It didn't even say you ain't gonna be my disciple. If your righteousness don't exceed theirs, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven, bro. And these mugs disciplined to teach, cuz. And y'all know they is. A lot of them religions disciplined, bro. Christians out of hand, though. We ain't seen the discipline of them. We ain't seen y'all discipline. Y'all out of hand, bro. Y'all think just because God invisible, he don't see nothing. And then just because he's invisible, he ain't gonna do nothing. Yeah, right. You should know. See, I can tell most Christians don't read their Bible because they just out here doing whatever. And they ran from Satan. They ran, you know what I'm saying, from coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Listening to the government instead of listening to God. So, next scripture. Yeah, your righteousness must exceed theirs. That don't mean you got to outdo them in religion, shawty. You don't take my word. Let's go to the next scripture, Romans chapter 1. This is how our righteousness exceeds theirs. Watch this. Romans chapter 1. Let's go. Acts Romans. Okay? Romans. It's right after Acts. Romans chapter 1. Two verses. 16 and 17. You want to know about some righteousness and how your righteousness exceeds theirs? You can't do it. I can't do it. Them discipline, bruh. They got the mat, the praying rug, and they do this 5 times a day every day. They discipline, cuz. They don't care what they doing. They pausing. They got certain times that they do it. They pause. It's all in religion, though. Yeah, they doing it to a God they don't know. It's the one that they believe in. We know who we serve over here. Jesus is the Lord. So, Romans chapter 1, verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. Number one, it is the power of God. Not no religion of God. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. So something powerful is going to happen to you when you start believing. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. Verse 17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God. Except your righteousness exceeds theirs, you can't enter the kingdom. But if you get the righteousness of God that exceeds theirs and that helps us enter into the kingdom, hallelujah, but I almost jumped up out the roof. Through the roof on that one, bruh. For therein, or in there, is the righteousness of God. There go the hope. There go the salvation right there. What about the righteousness of God? Not my own righteousness that's going to keep me disqualified. I came across the Levitical law in the book of Leviticus, and it's way more than 10 commandments, and I started doing it. Don't put no rays on your head. Don't put no rays on your face. I did that, and God broke it down to me. After I done did that, walk around here looking like I was looking like a Hebrew. Before it was popular to do that, and before the Hebrew Israelites came out, yeah, this was around 2002 when I was going through this. And I came across that scripture that said, don't put a razor on your head or your face. Like, golly, I didn't go to no barbershop. I had an afro and I had a big beard, cuz. By my dolo. You know what I mean? By myself. Where y'all was at then? Y'all late. It was 2002, something like that. And then God let me do all that, though, and said, your own righteousness. To me, your own righteousness is like filthy rags. Yeah, not dirty, but filthy, though. It's the same thing. But filthy, though. That's extra dirty. Your own righteousness. You trying to be good enough for me to accept you, that's filthy rags to me. That go for every last one of us. And I was reading the Bible, trying to do what God said, because that was in his law. But he said, you got to receive what my son did. Because I was like, that's in your word, though. He said, you got to receive what my son did for you. That goes for all of us. We have to receive what Jesus did for us. He fulfilled the law. We don't know nothing about the righteousness of God. We too busy thinking that we righteous by what we do. He said, accept your righteousness. Jesus said, accept your righteousness exceeds theirs. Is more than theirs. They disciplined. Then you can't enter the kingdom. But then don't worry about it, because in the gospel of Jesus Christ is the righteousness of God. It's revealed in there. How is it revealed? From faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. That's how we do this. Yeah, our righteousness exceeds theirs because we get the righteousness of God through the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's real good. Now let's go get some more of this gospel of Jesus Christ. Go to John chapter 1. We start at verse 1 before we take a praise break. You know what I'm talking about? We more than halfway finished, I believe. But by the time we finish this, we'll be more than halfway finished. So John chapter 1. Again, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. God's Disciples versus Muslims. We ain't here to fight the Muslims. We here to lead you into the right direction, letting you know there isn't only one God, and it ain't who y'all call him. Yeah, call him Jesus. Try that. Oh, I can't stand. Well, you're right. You ain't gonna be able to stand. Not before Jesus. He gonna tell you, depart from me, I never knew you. Get to know Jesus, man. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, before all religions. Before Ishmael, before Isaac, before Abraham, before Sarah. In the beginning was the Word. Before Adam and Eve. Yeah, in the beginning was the Word. Now, that clear a whole lot up right there. Don't forget, in the beginning, before any human being, before any laws or rules and regulations and all that, before all that, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So God is his Word. That's why his Word do what he say, because he is his Word, and that's why he don't break his Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was here before all of us. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2. Hold on. All right. Verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. The same was in the beginning with God. What? The Word. You know God's Word is Jesus, right? And Jesus is God's Word. Yeah, Jesus was with God. In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with God. And Jesus was God. Let's keep reading. You ain't got, watch this. Let God put it together for you. If you think I'm tripping, John chapter 1, verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made by him. God made all things by Jesus. And without Jesus was not anything made that was made. Verse 4, in Jesus was life, and the life was the light of men. In Jesus was life, because he is the life. And the life was the light of all humans. That's why all humans need Jesus. Verse 5, and the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. That's why the devil trying to keep everything dark. But God still shining his light through us. Keep shining, believers. Yeah, let his light keep shining through you, man. Woman, children, and teenagers. Verse 6, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. There was a woman sent from God whose name, whatever your name is, woman. There was a female sent from God, whatever your name is, female. There was a man. There was a male sent from God, whatever your name is, male or man. Yeah, we got to put our name in here. This word of God is living. You know what I'm talking about? So he sent us too. So there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness. That's what we doing. We witnessing. We giving our testimony. We witnessing to folk, letting them know, yeah, Jesus is real. Prove it. Prove he ain't. How about that? Hey, yeah, that's for the atheists. Prove Jesus is real. And for the atheists, hey, prove Jesus is not real. How about that? Who y'all think y'all is? If he real, prove it. If he ain't real, you prove it. Nah. But he gonna prove himself. He already proven. You prove that he ain't real. Sucker. Yeah, I said it. John chapter 1. Verse 6. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light. And all, he said, bear witness of the light that all men through him might believe. That's how we do it. We bear witness of Jesus Christ, who is the light, that all men through him might believe. That all men might believe. Not just a certain group. Yeah, Jesus died. That's God's love on display for the Muslims too. Verse 8 says, he was not that light though. John, he was not that light. You and me, we're not that light. We're not Jesus. We're not the Son, but we are sons. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus, though. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 9 says, that was the true light. That was the true light which lights every man. Do what? That was the true light which lights who? Every human. That's why humans going through it right now, because they rejecting the true light. That was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world, all nations. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, Jesus, in the world, God, in the world. And the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. In the world, they don't even know him. In the world that he made, they don't even know him. Verse 11 says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. His own rejected him. He made us, came to us, we rejected him, right? Verse 12 says, but as many as received him, there it is. But as many as received him. Yeah, after they rejected him. Yeah. Some people go back and, hey, we receive you now, my bad. And then I'm talking, we be sorry. Like, bro, I ain't even know I rejected you. I didn't know I was rejecting you, who you are. I'm sorry. It bees like that. So we spend the rest of our life living it up to him, because we didn't realize, oh, you are the Lord for real, man. Shoot. You made me for you, and I was made by you. I shouldn't be doing nothing but what you want me to do, because you the one made me for your purpose. That's how it becomes. That's what Jesus was doing when he was here, all about his Father's business. So he came unto his own. His own received him not, but as many as received him. That's us right here. Yeah, as many as received him, to them he gave power. He didn't give religion. See, when you're rocking with God, he's going to give you some power, because he's the Almighty. When you're rocking with Jesus, he's going to give you love, because that's God's love on display through Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? So, as many as received him, do you receive Jesus today? Do you receive Jesus as being the truth, the way, the life? Jesus as being the Lord? Jesus as being the Lord over Satan? Over every demon, over your sins and its power? As many as received him, to them he gave power. He's given us power. All this is salvation. God's activity at work in your life, in my life. Yeah, in the life of all believers to hear and do what he says. As many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Disciples are sons of God. Because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. So he gives us power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He's given us power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, only his blood, though, but born not of blood, because they got a lot of blood sacrifices, and God was accepting blood sacrifices back then, but ain't nothing like the blood of Jesus in that sacrifice. So, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, wanting to do good, wanting to be good, will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, that's religion, but of God. So we're not born of blood, we're not born of the will of the flesh, we're not born of the will of man, but we're born of God. I like that. Verse 14 says, and the word was made flesh. Go back to John 1 and 1. Go back to the first verse. And then we're going to skip back down to the 14th verse. Let's read John 1 and 1 again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Go to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh. What? Yeah. Got a body just like yours and mine, was made flesh. It's the Word, though, that was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw him. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 15 says, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. Yeah, that's all Muslims got to do. So the one I'm hearing about now, yeah, he was before me, so he's preferred before me, and I'm going to choose him. Verse 16 says, and of his fullness have we all received. Of his fullness, we have all received grace for grace. Verse 17 says, for the law came through Moses. but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. See, it didn't even say religion came through Moses. It said the law came through Moses. Religion came through Sarah, remember? And Abraham and Hagar. You know what I'm talking about? She ain't had nothing to do with it. Hagar, you mind her own business. Get on over there. You my maid. Get on over there with my husband. He's going to get you pregnant. He's going to get you. I'm going to take your child. Or however it went. I don't know how it went, man. You know what I'm saying? For the law was given by Moses, though. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace. No religion. And truth. Not religion. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Verse 18 says, no man, no human has seen God at any time. Nah. I seen God before. I died and went to heaven to see God. No man has seen God at any time. Now what? Mm-hmm. You so deep, you got them dreams, huh? The Bible says, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, has, it says, he has declared him. That's the only way you're going to see God is by the declaration of Jesus. Mm-hmm. The gospel of Jesus Christ. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and we'll be right back. Yeah, we got a few more scriptures. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's more of a teaching thing here, but we're still on fire. All right? God's disciples versus Muslims. Yeah, if you're into Islam, you're still short. If you're into any religion, you shout, cuz, get into Jesus. He ain't no religion. You don't think the devil a religion? How you going to beat the devil, who is evil, a religion? Get out of here.
We at war, but a lot of times we overlook that. For the cares of this world, we have an enemy, and he's been around since the beginning. We have a Christ who came to give life, a life more abundant. Listen. Your God, Satan told Eve, in the garden, so Adam and her eat of the tree, knowledge of good and evil, kicked out of heaven, no earth to deceive people, he made them angels fall, made people do the same, then kill, destroy us all, that is his only aim, he wanted God's throne, he wanted his own church, he made them false religions, and idol gods to serve. Islam, Buddhism, and the Hindu, reading doctrines of devils all on their chin do, twisting up the truth, Jehovah Witnesses and Mormons, Catholicism as well, there's plenty more of them, he wants the people serve itself, atheists deceived, they serve their stuff, they serving him, but they don't believe, agnostic, new age, or Scientologist, who you gonna listen to, Jesus or biologist? Angels and demons, there's a war going on. Angels and demons, we gotta see it though. Angels and demons, you may not believe it. Angels and demons, angels and demons, angels and demons, but greater is he that is in me. Angels and demons, you may not believe this. This is angels and demons. He got them practicing crafts, witches and wizards, sororities and frats, brothers and sisters, he got them pledging blindfolded at the altar, swearing to some idols, or demons should I call them, hell, alpha, praise Kappa, praise Delta and Omega, he's a liar, then you can serve them idols as the savior, he seek to devour, and he tempt us with power, tell us we can reach the heavens, but we just build a tower, they trying to get degrees all the way to 33, but if they want those degrees, gotta do satanic things. He deceives fools to go ahead and get they rank up, trick them to sell they soul, just so they can get they bank up. But just like him in the end, they gon' be bankrupt. Lake of fire, his destiny cannot change up. Be careful when you pledging your allegiance. Repent, because it's angels and demons. Angels and demons, be sober and diligent. Angels and demons, because your hamster the devil. Angels and demons, the war lion. Walking around demons, the moon can devour. Angels and demons, not against flesh and blood. Angels
prefer darkness. We need the light of Christ. He hates it like them demons tremble at that name writing. Jesus cast the devils, that power work in me. And angels watching over war with my enemies. He know that we escaped. He want us back, space it. He know I'm saved, yeah, I know you want me back, Satan. He want them Christians to fall, deep in sin sinking. The church is looking like the world, words to distinction. We getting tatted like I'm listening to the same songs. We acting like I'm doing what they do, correct me if I'm wrong. He want us tolerating sin, he want us blending in. He want us on them TV screens, not mentioning sin. And not being specific, homie, just being vague. Yes, we back in Egypt, Jesus did some plays. And I ain't turning back, now I'm tired of eating vomit. He want us back in sin, acting like we weak or something. My God's strong, no, Jesus breaking strongholds. And you know it, boy, you tried to take the wrong throne. Prophecy fulfilling, the Antichrist is coming. They setting up their order, I hope that you discern it. One government, but it's on Jesus' shoulders. He gon' try to win, but Jesus got some soldiers. Angels, Jesus victorious, but it's angels and demons all in this wilderness.
Yes, sir, but God, you know what I'm talking about? This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. We appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Today's topic, God's disciples versus Muslims. And we got a few more scriptures that we're going to up in here. So the next scripture we're going to will be 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. We appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. So 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. Let's get it in. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. And go to verse number 20 and verse 21. 2 Corinthians. Appreciate everybody tuning in. 2 Corinthians, not the 1 Corinthians, all right? The Corinthians with the 2 in front of it. 2 Corinthians, then go to chapter 5. Verse 20 and verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20 says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. In case you didn't know, you're recognizing and realizing now, you are an ambassador for Christ. As though God did beg or ask urgently, beseech. As though God did ask urgently, okay, you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, you be reconciled to God. Muslims, asking you in Christ's stead, or Christ asking you through us, be reconciled to God by Jesus. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, as God asking you or begging you by us, asking urgently. God ain't too proud to beg. He ain't got no problem with pride. He humble. You know what I'm talking about? As though God did beseech, or God begging you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be you reconciled to God. He wants you to experience his love. He don't want you to have his wrath. He ain't too proud to beg. He asking you urgently, be reconciled to God. You know you got to come through Jesus. Verse 21 says, for he has made him to be sin for us. Look at this. God made Jesus to be sin for us. Wow. In that human nature, yeah. In that body, he made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. He didn't know no sin. That we might. He didn't know sin, so he made him to be sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So he became sin so that we could become righteousness of God, the righteousness of God. Y'all get this? Except your righteousness exceed theirs, they discipline, they got y'all beat, but they ain't got God beat, so you get the righteousness of God through Jesus the Christ. So he has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We are made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is our Lord. Jesus is our Savior. He makes us the righteousness of God. While we're in him, we're the righteousness of God. See, disciples know the true God, the only, the one and only true God. Muslims have a concept, and our religions too, have a concept, have a belief, have an opinion. And see, they want to put us in there like we just got an opinion. No, this is the truth. Jesus, the truth. He ain't no opinion. Jesus, the way, and he's the life. You know what I'm talking about? So they have a concept, they have a belief or an opinion of God, but don't know him as Father. They don't know him. Like all the other religions, don't know God. Because religion gets you to depend on yourself. And you still be distant from God. Jesus going to get you all the way in there with God. Yes, sir. Jesus going to get you all the way in there. Mm-hmm. All the way in God's presence, even while you're on earth. And even when you mess up, Jesus will still get you in there. Yeah, come to Jesus just as you are. Go to Psalms chapter 96. Yeah, come to Jesus. Why are you going to Psalms chapter 96? Come to Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Psalms chapter 96. We're getting there. Psalms chapter 96. Psalms chapter 96. Go to verse number 5. And it says, for all the gods of the nations, yeah, little G-O-D-S too, all of them in small caps, small letters. For all the gods, little G, little O, little D, little S, for all the gods of the nations. You don't think God know about all the gods of the nations? You don't think God know about all these religions and stuff and all this stuff that people putting before him and he's the true God? So, for all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the gods of the nations are idols made up by man, but the Lord made the heavens. Go back to verse 4. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. He's the Lord. That way you got to let you know. Yeah, we can talk about all these gods, but that's when I'm going to let you know I'm the Lord, though. You know what I'm talking about? For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. Crush all y'all religions and those fake gods. Because he is the one to be feared above all gods. All the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens, cuz. The Lord is the one that made the heavens. God made everything and he didn't make it without Jesus. That's why you can't come to God except you come through Jesus. So if you're rejecting Jesus, you ain't talking to God, and you need to stop rejecting Jesus. Because God waiting for that conversation to happen between you and him. You know what I'm talking about? Waiting for y'all to get to know each other. Well, he knows us. 1 Timothy. Let's go. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2. First Timothy in the New Testament. Make sure you go through the Timothy with the one in front of it. First Timothy chapter 2. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. First Timothy chapter 2. Verse 5 says, for there is one God, whether you believe it or not, whether you understand it or not, whether you receive it or not, the Bible is still the truth. It's telling us right here, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men. There is one God and one mediator between God and humans, the man Christ Jesus. Verse 6 says, who gave himself a ransom for all. Not a ransom for some. He gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. Mm-hmm. I don't care how long you've been into Islam. I don't care how long you've been into Buddhism. I don't care how long you've been into Catholicism. Come to Jesus today. You know what I'm talking about? Get out of that religion, man. You can't beat Satan with that. But when Christ come alive through you, boy, Satan running from that. So Jesus is the ransom for everybody. We just read that. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 and 6. There is one God, and there is one mediator. You cannot talk to God without the mediator. That's between you and God, which is the man Christ Jesus. I'm going to talk to God. Skip over Jesus. You ain't talking to God, cuz. Because it. Acts chapter 17. Let's go. Acts chapter 17. Then we got three more places we going after this. And then I'm getting out of your way. Yes, sir. Because I'm getting ready to close you. I'm getting ready to close. Go to Acts chapter number 17. Acts chapter 17, A-C-T-S, chapter 17, Acts chapter 17, and we start at verse 23. Acts chapter 17, starting at verse 23. It says, for I passed by and beheld your devotions. Paul going over here. Right, and he ran into another group of people that really didn't believe. It was in religion, though. Okay, they were in religion, so we're going to pick up right there. Acts chapter number 17, verse 23, for as I passed by and beheld your devotions, so they devoted, they got some religion over there, I found an altar, got an altar over there with this inscription. So I found an altar with this inscription. It says, to the unknown God, and all them is capitalized. Wow. We know all the gods of the nations are idols. So to the unknown God is what they got right now. Whom therefore you ignorantly worship. So ignorantly means you don't know. They worshiping the unknown God. It says, whom therefore you ignorantly worship him, I'm declaring unto you so you can get to know him. Yeah. Not be the unknown God. Verse 24 says, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord. Who is Lord? God, the one that made the world and all things therein. He is Lord of heaven and earth. What? He is Lord of heaven and earth. One more time. God that made the world and all the things that's in it, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands. He don't dwell in temples made with hands. Verse 25 says, neither is worship with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things. Yes, God made us to worship him and to praise him, but he don't need our worship and praise. You can read in Revelation, he got plenty. I'm talking about numerous angels praising him already. And you want to sit up here and get mad at God and act like, well, I'm going to rest your praise. Man, I don't need your praise. Yes, sir. God saying, I don't need it, cuz. Don't be worshiping me like I need something from you. Neither is he worshiped with men's hands as though he needed anything. See, he the one gives to all life and breath and all things. He the one gives us. We need him. As a matter of fact, we need to worship him. We don't need our worship, but we need to worship him, though. That's how that works. Verse 26 says, and has made of one blood, God has made of one blood all nations of men. What blood type you in? What blood type? We all made of one blood, according to this word. Screw all that science and medicine, medical bull crap, all of it, because it ain't acknowledging God. So it's time out for all the rest of that stuff. Let God be true and every man be found a liar. He made of one blood all nations of men. What? He made of one blood all nations of men. Why you prejudiced? We all made of one blood by the same one and only God, and has made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. Acts chapter number 17, verse 27 says that they should seek the Lord. This is why God doing all this, everything in your life, trying to get your attention, trying to get my attention, right? That we should seek him, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from every one of us. You can find him. He ain't even far from you. He in every breath you breathe. Let me help you out. Verse 28 says, for in him we live and move and have our being. In him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we ought not to think that he is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's devices. He is not an idol, don't make no statue talking about this God and start worshiping it now. Verse 30 says, at the times of this ignorance, God winked at this ignorance, not knowing. God winked at that. But now, mm-hmm, yeah, it's 2022. What you doing now with your faith in God. But now he commands all men everywhere to repent. He commands how many men? All men everywhere. This is earth. He made all of us get out of religion. But now he commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness. He will judge the world in righteousness by that man, the mediator, whom he has ordained, whereof he has given assurance unto all men. He has given assurance unto all men in that he has raised him from the dead. He gave assurance unto all men that he has raised him from the dead. Now, Jesus tasted death for all men. Not all men should receive him, but not all men. I'm going to say it like this. Not all men are rejecting Jesus. Yeah, not all humans. Thank you, Father. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm getting you up out of here. Going two more places after this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians. Chapter 1, 3 verses from over here, verse 18, verse 19, and verse 25. So, 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18 and verse 19 says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness." So, they think you foolish for believing in Jesus, but they the one that's going to perish, not you. The preaching of the cross to them that's perishing is foolishness. So don't let what the fool's saying get on your nerves or sway you to change your belief. The preaching of the cross, God letting you know right now through his word, the preaching of the cross is to them that's perishing is foolishness to them. But unto us, which are saved, the preaching of the cross is the power of God unto us. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's foolishness to them, but it's the power of God unto us. For it is written, verse 19, it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. I'm going to crush all religions in a minute. I'm going to bring to nothing the understanding or the wisdom of the wise, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent, the cautious, the reasonable, the logical. I'm going to bring their understanding to nothing. And the wisdom of the wise, I'm going to bring that to nothing. Go to verse 25. It says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men. Y'all want to think that the preaching of the cross is foolishness? And y'all the ones that's going to be destroyed? Y'all the one that's perishing? Y'all the one that's walking dead? Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. What? The foolishness of God is wiser than all men, and the weakness of God is stronger than all men. Yeah. We can put all of us together. We still weaker than God. We can put all of us together, and God still wiser than us. Mm-hmm. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. I'm about to beat this clock real good. We got 8 minutes left, so we ain't got but two more places. So we're going to one of them now. Hebrews chapter 2. And then after that, we're going back to Romans, and we're going to end in Romans. All right? So Hebrews chapter 2. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I had to deliver this message. You know what I'm talking about? Hebrews chapter 2. Verse 9. It says, but we see Jesus. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels. And the only reason he was made a little lower than the angels, keep reading, it says, for the suffering of death. We see him. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower. So if he was made a little lower, he's higher than the men. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. But we see him crowned with glory and honor. Hallelujah. Jesus, you are Lord. You are King. You are our King. You are our Lord. So we see him crowned with glory and honor that he, Jesus himself, by the grace of God, the Almighty himself, should taste death for every man. That's why every man needs Jesus. Because Jesus died for every man. He tasted death for all of us. Where you get a religion from? Oh, because you're rejecting Jesus. That's where your religion comes from, huh? Romans chapter 8. You better receive Jesus, man. Romans chapter 8. We're getting up out of here. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ. Appreciate you. Listen to me. Romans chapter 8, two verses. Romans chapter 8, two verses, verse 14 and verse 19. Because disciples are led by the Spirit of God. God's disciples are sons of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. Remember, disciples are trained by and disciplined by God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8, in verse 14, verse 19 says, for the earnest expectation of the creature, nature itself, the creatures in nature, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. They waiting for God's power to be displayed through us that believe in him. They're waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Appreciate you tuning in. Yeah, God's disciples versus Muslims. Yeah, that's clear. That's done. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We'll get at you next time. Peace.
One Accord DJs.
You are now listening to the sold out mixtape series. And you know this.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far.
Hot on tracks with Big Dre, who got the speakers bumping and the whole crowd stomping. Till this kingdom sound is hitting all around, and everybody's hearing the beat. You got to get down to pump it up a little.
Brand
and let you see you know hip, not a lot, just a little bit. Cause you know we got to keep it real, you know the deal. I'm trying to fool you all with the old sex appeal. I hope you know what I mean. We represent the king, who blowing a mind how he do the things he do. Spread his love abroad, the living preacher's been going through hard times and tribulation, but not extension. Okay, now we got to send the praise up. So let's raise up, it don't take much. Just forget about clapping your hand, now do your dance. No more shackles on the feet, cause now we're set free.
You lose most of my mind.
Watch the blessings come down. Praise your name cause you blow my mind. Don't matter whenever I need you, you always right on time. Blind walking through the valley of the shadow of death. Before I gained wisdom, thought I can handle it myself. What's wealth? If you lose your soul, I'm satisfied. Can exhale, now it's under control. So let's go to a better place, better face. See another earth. Passion of Christ, got passion till the day you rebirth. Learn to put them first. Anything I want in this life, it's already done and I ain't gotta work. The only thing I need is a little bit of faith. No matter how long it takes, I will patiently wait. I know the change gon' come, that's why I wrote to the tongue. Got Jesus on my side so I can never go wrong. That's why.
Trackhead Remix exclusive.
Here's a sample.
Now back to your regular scheduled
program.
Yes, you.
those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far.
Yes, sir.
Let thy will be done.
Okay, I've always
brand
heard the
new
name, y'all. The old folks tried to warn me. I thought I knew what they were talking about, because I've always heard the story, but never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other day, when something happens in my spirit, every time I say that name, that name is
Jesus,
yeah,
Jesus,
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 say the name Jesus.
Oh, you are now listening to the Sold Out Mixtape Series.
Sing the blood songs like it'll never lose its power.
I know
I
you're gonna dig this.
Every minute, every minute, every hour. But I never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other night, I called the name of Jesus, and afterwards I felt alright. Yeah, it was like a cool breeze blowing on the inside of water, rushing in my body, a fire burning away everything that I don't need and making me right. It was so real to act like it wasn't happening, happened too fast for me to suppress it. And after that I tried my eyes and I couldn't stop smiling, cause the whole time mother was right. When I called
Jesus,
yeah,
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, what's the name?
Jesus,
say the name.
Jesus,
the Holy Lamb.
Jesus,
that was slain. And I might fall down, he'll be your friend, he'll be around. Oh, he's something like a strong tower. Yeah, he could take away the pain. And if you want his power, you gotta call his name. And his name is Jesus.
Oh,
Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus. That name is
Jesus,
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 Jesus. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. You can depend on him. Yes, you can.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah.
Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 35th verse, he said, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? I'm here to tell you today that nothing can separate me from the love of Christ.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt